echo, because the title of the song is I Won't Forget. Each and every one of us knows when we gave our life to Christ. And you'll never forget that moment. Mm-hmm. And this song is regarding that. So here we go.
Fred, that was super. That really took me out of my thoughts. That was super. Yeah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't go in because it gives them a place to get a job.
But a true soldier got love.
But the truth, I mean, the true soldier want to go in there for the love of their country.
Yeah.
And to, it's just a different mindset when a person gets involved in it. Mm-hmm. And they're not true soldiers. Mm-hmm. Or they don't, you know, want to go all the way. They get to thinking, what can I do to get out of here? That's a different mindset. Not what can I do to build myself up, to be a better soldier. They're trying to think, how can I get out of here? You know, some people, even in guards, I mean, when they come into this walk with God, they try to see how far they can live from God. Mm-hmm. I've seen that. I mean, you ought to see how close you can live
to him. To run to his will.
Mm-hmm. Come all the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why if you baptize, it's important to be baptized in the Spirit.
Yeah.
And of course, the Word, it'd be similar to sin. But when you're baptized and you practice it,
mm-hmm. that's the key thing. And you train and practice it.
And it might be all of a sudden you're just doing it. It sounds rote, but you're doing it because you're supposed to. And then there's those glorious times, the presence of God's all over the place, and you're praying in the Spirit. But you got to do it when you don't have that glory feeling because the glory's still there.
Yeah.
It's getting you focused. It gets you. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Put your house in the glory.
You house
the Holy Spirit. That's the glory. The glory of it.
When I feel I'm talking about just being married and being spiritual married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's you don't want to see just married.
And, you know, when you're spiritual married, decisions not just walking around in your carnal flesh. Mm-hmm. But if you kind of stay away from it, that's why you got to assume you can be mean and say wrong things. And do wrong. And it's just...
We love that spiritual marriage.
I guess there's spiritual marriage, just being married, and carnal marriage. That's the difference.
Well, that's
okay, brother.
I'm sorry, it's a blessing to be
but
submissive.
But Ray stirred up something.
Yeah, I like
it. Yeah. Ray, it's all your fault.
Get my way.
Well, sorry I was late, but I'm glad that he was able to do the class first, do that one. That's, and it
worked out.
It was good.
Yeah.
You know, we need those elements of willing submission to God.
Yes.
To offer ourselves a living sacrifice.
Yes, we are.
And when you get to know the Lord and you trust Him, you want to be a living sacrifice.
Yes.
When I started, I had reserves about God just telling me where to go, what to do, because I didn't know what it'll be like. But I didn't know He'd be with me every step of the way. And now I want to do even more. About a year or so ago, I started confessing that I would do all that's in His heart. I pray it, I confess it, I mean it. And whatever He revealed, I stick with it.
All
it's
right.
easier to stick with it if you've been confessing it.
Amen.
You know, you can be
Amen.
A reluctant soldier or a willing soldier.
Amen.
Come on
a dedicated
now.
Soldier. You know, some people, they will. I knew a guy, his dad was in the military, and all he talked about was military, and he ended up going to the military. It was in his heart. And when the things of God is in your heart, that makes all the difference in the world.
Yes.
And you want to do it. You have a strong desire. You're dedicated
Love.
To
Amen.
The point that you'll contend for the faith.
Amen.
Yeah, a lot of people will agree with God, but when it comes to something costing them, they back off. When it comes to challenges, they may back off. But when people agree with the Lord and they're dedicated, they stick with what God assigned them to do, or they stick with the Word of God, no matter what they stand to lose. And they learn to do warfare and go forward under all conditions.
Jesus.
And that's where we're getting to. That's where we go. That's where life is. And it's all about love, everything. That's what Jesus did.
Yes,
when,
he
you
did.
Know, we're dealing with communion. He was so dedicated to the will of God that he won his victory in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Mm.
And now, we're reading about him being delivered to Pilate. And he knew that his people was behind it. Not just the Pharisees, but the people too. And he had been, for 3.5 years, he had been teaching people. Crowds came out. They got healed. They got fed.
Amen.
They got delivered. Mm. Lepers were healed. At least one was made completely whole. The blind see, the deaf heard. And it was known. It wasn't done in the corner. It was done in the open. Mm-hmm. And now they want him dead. And he wants to die for us.
Amen.
He laid his life down.
It
is.
And it also, like you were talking, it helps keep us in that position of submission by taking communion.
Yeah. And we don't ever need to forget what he did.
Amen.
You know, he did this for everybody. And I see people living a false life. And I know he paid for their life to give them true life. And you know, the false life can be done away with and they can get the true life.
Amen.
And they can get it faster if there were more people that would follow him, that would be anointed, that would live the life of God. Like Brother Horton said, according to the kingdom of God. If we live according to the kingdom, we can do this. And then he gave us weapons, the weapons of our warfare. They're mighty. They pull down strongholds. We can uproot things that trap people. You know, the anointing, it breaks the yoke, breaks bonds.
Yes.
You know, you'll see a fly or something get caught in a spider's web. And the spider don't eat him right then. He just wrap him up. There's no chance of that fly ever getting out of those cords. Well, that's what it is for people in the world when they get in too deep. The world traps them like a cocoon. They can't get out on their own. They need to see the light of God to have a desire.
Yes.
And then the Holy Spirit can help them get out.
Amen.
And he can send people with the anointing to break the bonds of Satan.
Woo, glory.
Because sin hardens your heart against God.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mary was saying, some people want to live on the edge of the kingdom, close to the world. That sin, it's addictive, it's contrary, and it hardens your heart. And it'll cause you, the world system's like a vacuum. It's the mindset of the world is like a vacuum. And it'll suck you in. But the love of God keeps you balanced. The love of God, that's why Laodicea went lukewarm. They lost their love.
Mm-hmm.
They traded their love for reputation and riches. Because I'm blessed, God is pleased with me. Because I have reputation, I just go through the motions. They had their love for God went down. They had no passion for what they were doing. It became like a business instead of a life. This is life. And if you, as we draw near to the Lord in communion, we're living. And we want to spread life. It's not a labor. It's not like a grudging labor at that point. Now, but ministry, real ministry, labors. There is a labor side to it.
Mm-hmm.
There is a warfare side to it. You can't just preach. You have to do warfare. The best preachers, they do warfare before they preach and after. They do, you know, Billy Graham had people to come and pray before he would come to town. Then he had people to work with people, get them sent to churches.
Mm-hmm.
The best preachers do warfare. It's not pretty all the time. You know, when in Paul's day, they prayed, they went and got direction, and the Lord sent them out. And then they ran into trouble. And sometimes the trouble they ran into was also a hot spot. The enemy was trying to buffet them from the hot spot, and they ended up getting people saved in jail and prison and in the streets.
Come on now. Come on.
You know, sometimes the things that... You know, that look wrong, that would buffet us away, is right where the Holy Spirit want to be.
Example, Joseph. I just read that this morning.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a perfect example.
And only the trained soldiers want to be there, too. Because when one guy said, I like when I'm in opposition because I'm going to follow God. And it causes people to know that I love them. They're against me, but I love them. And he won a lot of people that way. So... When Paul looked at the situation, you can use the situation to your advantage, to the Holy Spirit's advantage. because he'll give you that kind of wisdom. He'll prepare you for it. And that's what Jesus did. We made it to verse 16 last week in St. John 19, verse 16. We'll back up to verse 13, and that'll give 16 more clarity. Verse 13 says, "When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement." But in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover. And about the sixth hour, and he saith unto the Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify." Pilate saith unto them, "Shall I crucify your king?" And the chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." They would rather crucify the living God and serve a man, because they had no love for God. Verse 16. "Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two other with him on the other side, and on either side, and Jesus in the midst," read that again, "where they crucified him, and two other with him on either side, one, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, 'Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.' This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near to the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Greek, and Latin. Then said the chief priest of the Jews to Pilate, 'Write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews.'" And I kind of like what Pilate did. Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written."
Amen.
Jesus, you know, the situation, God used the situation to his advantage. He wanted to die for us all and them. They wanted to kill him. Pilate knew it was wrong.
Amen.
He could sense it. He knew that they were wrong and Jesus was right. He said, "What I've written, I've written." And the Lord wanted to die for us. He used the situation. And I learned that in following the Lord, that sometimes adverse situations, you can use it to your advantage. And I learned that from him. In the midst of it, the Lord being with you, he give you the wisdom to turn it to your advantage. And he's always good about doing that. And I learned from it. So when things go wrong, I don't really work. I use it to my advantage. See, we look at life like the lion, not like the gazelle. We don't have to run. The Lord put us in authority. A lion has a focus of authority, and when you have that same focus of authority that God has given you, you see a situation, you're not afraid of it. You see how you can use it. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24. "And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.'" "After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.'" Jesus is the most powerful leader ever. And he came as a servant.
Amen.
And we get to do, as he is, so are we in this world. A lion has the focus of authority. But Jesus He has the best focus of authority. And as he is, so are we in this world. Never look at Satan as being above you. When he comes, look at how you're going to defeat him. Because God, he paid for us to have that authority. And just like the health and everything, all the blessings of God, he's given to us.
Amen.
And we operate in it. We're closed. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing. Help us all to do all that's in your heart. And bless the food this morning for the nourishing and strength of our bodies. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right.